loving others means loving ourselves. People who do not love themselves cannot love others. Anyone looking for a mate should ascertain whether the potential partner has a healthy sense of self-love. People who behave destructively towards themselves cannot love others and carry their negative feelings into their relationships. How can such a person make a deep connection with someone else? In particular, people who engage in obviously harmful activities such as taking drugs, becoming intoxicated, compulsively gambling, or indulging in illicit sex are doing a disservice to themselves and will share these degrading habits with others. A profound loving relationship with such a person is not possible. If we believe anything to the contrary, we are indulging in wishful thinking. Individuals who lack self-love cannot share deeply with others because they only have access to the most superficial aspects of themselves. We must keep our eyes open when seeking a partner. If we are frantically searching for someone, we are likely to paint our own images of anyone who comes our way. The object of our fantasy will appear to possess the most wonderful qualities because, after all, we painted the picture. In such cases, we fall in love with our own conceptions rather than genuinely caring about the other person. How could we ever be so foolish? Actually, it's very easy. Unaware that our actual wholeness is accessible internally, we simply find someone who outwardly conforms to our idea of an attractive person and use that individual as a screen upon which to project our fantasies in the form of hopes, fears, and desires. This process of externalization and projection usually lies at the origin of romantic love, and the romance endures only as long as the illusion remains intact. Often the relationship disintegrates because the person is not at all what we anticipated. We may initially conclude, "Oh, I'm in love. This is the one I've been waiting for." But after some time, we realize that we were merely intoxicated with our own ideas, which prevented us from acknowledging what we really knew all along, that this person is not the one for us.